It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job.
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it is e-break time once again. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, he could probably get nominated more often than he does, because I don't think he's been nominated that much, and that is Line 4 guy. He stopped everyone down yesterday when they were talking about we're getting close to the Pro Bowl, so every time we get close to the Pro Bowl, they jump on Jake for a very uncomfortable story of that's how he found out his parents were splitting up. They told him during the Pro Bowl. And Line 4 guy offered this weird phrase.
You know, Mike, to get the story right, you might have to meet with Jake's mom and just talk about things.
Yeah.
Maybe over some kind of a beverage.
You have to wear like a beanie propeller and a little Angus Young jumpsuit.
Boy, look whose mic went off.
Everyone's bravado has somehow shrunk.
You have to wear a little Angus Young outfit. Your mom's got to wear a Dominatrix outfit. How's that?
Dominatrix?
My P1 buddy Chris Rubio is 40.
Like a Dominican dominatrix.
Dominatrix? Dominatrix, you L4G.
No, it's a Dominican.
Hey, Poppy, I'm only going to hit you so hard, Poppy.
Okay. All right.
Give me the safe word, Poppy.
Oh, she sounds like she's from San Pedro de Marquis.
You guys are douches.
Dominatrix. That's like a Craig Rosengarten mistake.
I think it sounds British. Sounds like a British pronunciation.
There's no way that's a
Dominatrix. Controversy.
Yeah, definitely a strange way to say that. All right, Corby was laughing along there. Well, Corby is also a candidate this week. He is candidate number two. He stopped down the hard line with this phrase when talking about quarterbacks.
Again, think about that. Ooh, 6-5. 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's part of his worst 5 games he's ever played. I mean, think of like the just bunghole Romo games here and there. What?
Really?
What?
That word?
What's the matter with you? That didn't get done.
I mean, you can say asshole on the news now.
Well, yeah, you can. In fact, they printed that in the Dallas Morning News today.
Yeah. Rachel Maddow said it last night.
Well, man, all the idiot games that we've seen through the years here from Cowboy quarterbacks, including some of the great ones.
Bunghole.
Like, you look at some of Aikman's games, 5-game stretches, I guarantee you. Quit looking at me.
I can't recover.
I'm a bunghole.
Yeah, it's been
I'm
said.
I'm taken aback by this.
The president said it in the 60s.
That was an odd defense, referencing the LBJ tapes.
That is a little bit weird.
Bunghole games. I've never heard anyone say that before. Leave it to Corby to come up with a phrase like that. Yeah, what the heck, one more time.
Again, think about that. Ooh, 6-5. 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's part of his worst 5 games he's ever played. I mean, think of like the just bunghole Romo games here and there. What?
Really?
What?
That word?
What's the matter with you? That didn't get done.
I mean, you can say asshole on the news now.
Well, yeah, you can. In fact, so they printed that in the Dallas Morning News today.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow said it last night.
Well, man, all the idiot games that we've seen through the years here from Cowboy quarterbacks, including some of the great ones.
Bunghole.
Like, you look at some of Aikman's games, 5-game stretches, I guarantee you. Quit looking at me.
I can't recover.
I'm sorry. I'm a bunghole.
Yeah, it's been
I'm
said.
I'm taken aback by this.
The president said it. In the 60s.
I give Corby credit for trying to press on, trying to move on.
Yeah, he tried to keep it going.
And they just wouldn't let him go. All right, he's candidate number two. And candidate number three, yes, he is back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Norm with a political joke.
And the Colonel, Norm Hiskus, to my right. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
We're all in the house. But wait a minute. Are we in the holes? Holes?
Excuse me?
House? I guess those are interchangeable in this world.
No.
Holes? I know what he's talking about.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He's talking about the thing that our president may or may not have said, referring to S holes or S houses.
Oh, okay. Boy, that was, yeah.
I understood it, but...
Okay. I didn't get it.
Far less of an insult to live in an S house than an S hole.
They asked him if he said S holes. He didn't say that. He said S houses, so...
Really?
He can deny it.
Okay.
Wow.
What a stretch. What a way to start the show, too. I think they were just starting their show.
Yeah, we were literally five words into the show when he did that.
I don't know how you got that, Jer.
Stumbling out of the gate there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pickup on your part there, Jer.
So.
Yeah, you know his offense pretty well. And I think we all do. We're all waiting for that Norm joke from time to time. Yeah, one more time.
And the Colonel, Norm Hiskus, to my right. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
We're all in the house. But wait a minute. Are we in the holes? Holes?
Excuse me?
House? I guess those are interchangeable in this world.
No.
Holes? I know what he's talking about.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He's talking about the thing that our president may or may not have said.
Okay, yeah, you can
bring
it down.
Referring to S holes.
Do you think Norm thought he had, like, when Norm listens back to that, do you think he hears a talk show host just destroying?
No.
Nailed it.
No, I think totally Norm nailed it. I think Norm knows he sucks. I don't think it's...
Hey.
You can't have fun by saying something like
Norm
that.
Norm is a wonderful Hall of Famer.
You need to soften it just a little bit. What's wrong with you? All right.
Comedy.
Well, those are your three candidates. Line 4 guy, Corby, or Norm, 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to vote for Line 4 guy and Sideshow Bob's P1CR canned food drive.
Okay, let's all vote for that, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yeah. I'm just happy that Line 4 guy's secret identity has been revealed to be Craig Rosenberg.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even put the two together. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, boys. Give me Line 4 guy.
Wow. Early lead here for Line 4 guy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, can I go for Corby's Bunghole and Hooter Brown?
The first part, yeah, I guess. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, Junior, one true Muser Miller.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Vaginal slice, born.
Gosh. Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, first I need to double cancel the silver alert for Bill Gorill. Everything's fine. And then I'll vote for my favorite Dominatrix, Casey Williams.
Okay.
Wow.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Georgie.
Hey.
I love you so much.
Thank you. It's very nice of you, sir.
We should be together.
Hey, you're starting to...
George?
Just vote, dude.
Help him
okay,
out.
Just vote.
I'll vote for Norm.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Muser.
God. Hey, triple fake tiger?
No, that's not tiger. It has something in my throat. So, hi, Musers.
Hi.
I'm going to go with the dominatrix, Dominican domino thing that he said.
Yeah, we know what you mean. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Line 4 guy.
You know, Mike, to get the story right, you might have to meet with Jake's mom and just talk about things.
Yeah.
Maybe over some kind of a beverage.
You have to wear like a beanie propeller and a little Angus Young jumpsuit.
Boy, look whose mic went off. Whose bravado has somehow shrunk.
Continue.
You have to wear a little Angus Young outfit. And your mom's got to wear a Dominatrix outfit. How's that?
Dominatrix?
My P1 buddy Chris Rubio is 40.
Like a Dominican dominatrix.
Dominatrix. Dominatrix, you L4G.
No, it's a Dominican. Hey, Poppy, I'm only going to hit you so hard, Poppy.
Okay. All right.
Give me the safe word, Poppy.
Oh, she sounds like she's from San Pedro de Marquis.
You guys are douches.
I know he's been up before and probably won before, but it's been a long time.
I think give me the safe word, Poppy, is funny. That's a funny line for a Dominican dominator. Yeah,
you are wrong, line. George. It's his first win.
Wow.
92 okay. behind Norman compromised immune system hits.
Okay, come on.
Wow, it took till 2018 for line four before. Guy to win?
That's amazing. All right, well, congrats, line four guy, your first win ever.